This is Arkies in the Beltway, a look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of June 30th, 2024. Not much public policy substance during last Thursday's presidential debate. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump facing off, with both men set to be their party's nominee in November. The talk following the debate focused on the men's performances, mostly with the incumbent. Biden, who is 81, not doing anything on stage to quell concerns about if he is fit enough to serve another 4 years in office, struggling at times to answer questions and overshadowing Trump's use of falsehoods. Trump turned 78 earlier this month. Senator Tom Cotton of Little Rock saying on X, "The idea that Biden could serve as president through January 2029 is a farce. No one believes it, not even Joe." On Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives was busy last week working on legislation as members of the Senate spent time away from Washington. House appropriators considered multiple spending bills, including the measure addressing transportation and housing and urban development. The $90 billion measure supports programs involving highways, railways, and aviation safety, as well as housing assistance. Lawmakers operating at levels $7 billion less than current amounts, with steps to limit certain Biden administration priorities. The Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Subcommittee approved the bill. Representative Steve Womack of Rogers is the subcommittee's chairman. He says the bill maintains support for the nation's infrastructure and housing networks.
What we've tried to do, Alex, is we've tried to prioritize safety, both in the different domains of transportation, air, rail, you know, maritime, and the like. And we have ensured that we do not want to be, shall we say, kicking people out of their subsidized housing.
The bill also includes millions of dollars for local community projects, including work in Arkansas. As Womack was speaking with the Democrat Gazette, the congressman received a phone call from Huntsville Mayor Travis Dotson. That call in regards to a $3 million request for a new water tower and improvements to the city's existing water system. The Democrat Gazette reached out to Dotson about why this money is so important.
What this does is it gets us so much further ahead than what we have been in the past. And I'm just so thankful for Womack and his crew and what they have done. It's a true blessing to the city of Huntsville.
Womack's Democratic colleagues opposed the appropriations measure, citing not just the spending cuts, but also language addressing unrelated issues, including a provision banning any funds from being used to discriminate against people supporting marriages between one man and one woman. Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, who is the top Democrat on the full House Appropriations Committee.
Americans cannot keep up with the cost of housing and of transportation, and this committee has more power than most to do something about that. Regrettably, the majority have chosen a path towards chaos and division, in my view, and they have put forth a bill that will make housing and transportation even more expensive for families.
Womack recognizes the language will likely hurt chances of passing a bipartisan measure, but adds this bill is not the final version, noting the full House Appropriations Committee, the full House, and the Senate will likely propose changes as the legislative process continues.
So my argument is, let's don't really get too wrapped around the axle about the subcommittee markup. Let's talk a little bit more in detail about what comes out of the full committee, because that will be a bipartisan, full-throated discussion with amendments. And then ultimately, what clears the floor of the House.
The full House Appropriations Committee will consider Womack's bill during the week of July 8th. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee making moves with a key bill addressing the nation's waterways and water resources. The committee approved the Water Resources Development Act, which authorizes Army Corps of Engineer projects and water-related research. Congress has passed versions of this measure every 2 years since 2014. Representatives Rick Crawford of Jonesboro and Bruce Westerman of Hot Springs supported moving the bill forward as committee members. Crawford unsuccessfully fought for an amendment affecting the National Levee Safety Initiative. The House bill extends the current authorization from September 2028 to September 2033. Crawford says the proposed extension lacks sound reasoning.
The current authorization to 2028, that's adequate. Heck, this bill will expire before their current authorization expires, and we'll have another opportunity to reauthorize this program as it should be done.
As for Westerman, he wants colleagues to consider changing thresholds for contracts in which workers receive prevailing wages. The congressman pulled two amendments on the matter, telling committee leadership he wants to work on building a better understanding of this issue.
I'm not trying to make any changes to the calculation or usage of the prevailing wage rate. This amendment has nothing to do with worker pay.
The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee approved its version of the Water Infrastructure Bill last month. Senator John Bozeman of Rogers is part of that committee. Representative French Hill pushing for changes to the Flatside Wilderness Area. The Little Rock congressman speaking before members of the House Natural Resources Committee about his legislation to add more than 2,200 acres to the protected wilderness, limiting human development in this space. Flatside Wilderness currently is just over 9,500 acres and includes a portion of the Ouachita National Recreation Trail in Hill's district. Hill says this expansion is important for protecting outdoor recreational opportunities in central Arkansas.
Flatside's a beautiful area of the natural state, noted for its ridges, summits that are part of the Ouachita Mountains, and rise above the forest to provide visitors with amazing views.
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders among the supporters of Hill's legislation. Catherine Andrews, the Director of Outdoor Recreation for the State Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism, joined Hill in speaking to the House committee. She focused part of her remarks on the economic benefits of outdoor recreation, noting in 2022, Arkansans and tourists spent an estimated $278 million in communities near National Park Service lands in the natural state.
These expenditures supported 3,900 jobs, $107 million in labor income, and $362 million in economic output for the Arkansas economy. Visitors and citizens alike flock to places where they can spend time outside.
It's not clear how the legislation will reach the House floor. One option may be the Farm Bill, the sweeping legislative package addressing nutrition, agriculture, and rural development programs. Senate Democrats included Hill's measure in their Farm Bill overview, released in early May. Former State Senator Joyce Elliott back in Little Rock following a stroke. Elliott suffered a stroke while in Dallas. She received treatment in Texas before being transferred to Arkansas, where care has continued. Elliott served in the State House of Representatives and State Senate and ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2010 and 2020. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of June 30th, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at arkansasonline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at Alex House Thomas. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.